This part of the book is about engagement, and while much of the focus rightfully goes to engaging our players, we must also acknowledge that designing a game is a lot of work, and so we want to find game design ideas that also engage ourselves. If you're reading this book, the chances are good that you have already come up with at least one idea. The chances are also decent that as you started to ask other people what they thought about the idea, or whether they'd seen anything like it before, they were able to come up with quite a few examples of games that were similar in some way. Innovation is challenging, especially in an era in which so many games are being published. Additionally, having one good idea is challenging enough, but where do we look for the next idea, or the next one after that? Where might we look to find good game design ideas, ideas that will motivate us to want to work on them and at the same time will offer our players something unique and compelling? I will tell a brief story that goes against all the advice of the earlier chapter on starting points to show that good ideas can come from outlandish places.